Wow, what a special time it is. I'm going to stand over here where you guys can take pictures and see. But what a special time it is to graduate. I did that 20 years ago. Looking back, I realized, just like you guys, I haven't learned anything since then. I was ready. I was ready for the world. I knew it all. But it's fun. You guys... It's funny to hear you guys' reaction. You know, some of you guys are like, yeah, I'm ready. Some of you guys are like, I don't feel any different. Some of you are anxious, excited, and we're all right there with you. We're ready to see what you guys do and how it turns out. This is a good group. It's kind of bittersweet for me because I'm losing like a third of the youth group here, but I think we have some coming up, and that's always scary. You're trading off seniors for sixth graders, but doesn't seem fair. Doesn't seem right. But this has been a good bunch overall, really solid, and it's been a quiet group, but we're glad to have them this year. As gifts, we have decided, just like those songs said, "In you, I have everything I need," and that's exactly. Exactly what we believe and what we teach here, that in God, in Christ, you have everything you need. And so as a gift, we've got you the new inductive study Bible with your name on it so you don't lose it, get it mixed up. But we believe that this is the foundation. You guys you're ending a chapter in life, and I know you've heard that about 17 times if you've been to any graduation ceremony. You're ending a chapter, but really, you're starting just a new part of your journey. And we want you guys to start it with your own foundation, with your own truth in God's Word. And we want you to find that. And that's why we want to invest in you guys in this way. And real quick, speaking of investing, if I'll get the youth leaders to stand up where you guys are at, because these guys are responsible. Now, if you'll just remain standing until I'm done talking. No, I'm just kidding. Sit down. Those guys hate that, but I love doing that to them. It's just fun. But these guys are responsible. I mean, you guys know these guys are responsible for you getting where you are spiritually. And nothing's going to change there. These guys are still ready to... except for you, Aaron. I don't know that they're still ready for you to show up at their house at any minute, but because he'll take you up on that. Watch out what you say to him. But really, you guys can reach out to any of us. We're excited. We're not like, okay, we're done with you. Go. We want you guys to. I mean, look at me. I've never left the youth, right? I mean, I don't want you to come take my job, but in a way, I do. I want you to take these guys' jobs. We're ready for you guys to just continue on and to continue lead. As I look around, I see a bunch of leaders here, and I'm excited about that. But I guess I can get on with it. This is for Kendall. If you'll step over here, there's a letter in here and a card. This is my friend Kendall Record. She's my little girl. She is a very special, unique woman, now a woman. She started out as a little girl that has lived right over the hill from us and just took a liking to my kids for some reason, and that sort of bonded our families together. We've been through a lot. I was even her stand-in dad one, what was that? Like a, when a father or daughter, I don't know, it's like they're trying to sell us something or at school or something. It was weird. But we went and had a good time, and like people really believed it. I was like, I don't know if that's good or not. She just pours her heart out in everything she does and loves well. And her friend Allie, which graduated yesterday, is back here. Allie, if you'll stand up, we'll clap for you too. It was cool. Oh, you can sit down. I went to a party. Went to a party that honored them, and it was cool looking back and seeing just the friendship they had and the bond that they had. But she's going to do well in life. She's got a good resolve to follow Christ no matter what, and she loves well, and she pours her life out, and she's just a good friend. So we're proud of Kendall and the young woman she's growing to be. So. Next, we have Chris Weed here. Chris was one of the early ones that came up when I was working with Tim. And Tim, way to go, man. He stuck it out with the middle schoolers for like, how long have you been there with the middle schoolers? 12 years. So like he's seen a lot. But just like I'm talking about where the seniors leave and the middle schoolers or the elementary school sixth graders come up, we had that same thing, and it's just a lesser skill in the middle school. You see those eighth graders go up to ninth grade, and I remember Chris coming up, and he was a quiet guy, but he was consistent. He was faithful. He was always there, and I started asking around about Chris to some of these guys about what do you see special about Chris, and I heard things I didn't even know about, like as far as up here in the classroom where he's been going to Sunday school, they said he's really thoughtful. Like, he makes sure everyone has a Bible, and he goes around and puts a Bible in everybody's hands. So that's an awesome trait. We've seen him on youth retreats, just connect. Usually when you go to a youth retreat, if you have a brother and sister combo, as soon as we get there, they're gone. They don't even know each other, right? And Chris and his sister, Leanna, which is in the back, you can just see a bond there and a love, which is, it's inspiring. It's special to see, and it's just awesome. And Chris is quite the athlete, so he actually just won a championship of some sort in basketball. And I asked him what position he played. He said, I'm the rebounder, which I can see why. But he's going to take the summer off and enjoy the couch a little bit, maybe look for a part-time job and wait for some NBA offers to come in. So we're excited about Chris, and he's gonna do well. So let's give Chris a hand. Next, we have Katie Wilhoit. Katie. She's been an inspiration to me for a long time. You've been a hero for me. I can remember back, when was it, 5-6 years ago, where you actually took charge of a service and you did the compassion. Was it about 5 years ago? She doesn't remember. You guys remember that? How many of you guys remember her doing the compassion thing and like made all you guys feel guilty because you didn't have a kid and she did? Well, that was me. So I got a kid, and I actually got a letter from him yesterday. And every time I get a letter from him, I think of you and just your faithfulness. What was your little girl's name?
Palaka.
And Indonesia?
India.
And she's faithfully prayed for Palaka for
since
eighth grade. So,
ninth grade.
So 4 or 5 years. And how awesome is that to think, man, at 18, was I faithfully praying for somebody on the other side of the world? Was I raising my own money to send somewhere? And that just shows the heart that you have. And just keep that up. Just keep that faithfulness up. And that she hates us. She's like, so embarrassed. Please stop talking about me. But just keep that up. And you're going to do great things. And you already have. And you will continue to. So. Another great thing that you did was invite Alicia. Come join us. Man, you got a, everybody else is getting claps. You got a woo! This is Alicia. She is a product of Katie doing outreach. She invited you to a student life camp in your ninth grade year? Or 10th grade, freshman.
It was like the summer after ninth grade.
Okay, so before her freshman year, in the high school, and she went on a student life camp retreat and hasn't left since. And she's just been a joy to have around. She's you guys know people that are always have a smile on their face? No? Yeah. You're like, thinking about it. Sorry. Yeah. Guys need to meet some more people like Alicia, because she's always got a smile on her face. And she just lights up a room, and she makes everyone feel welcome and loved. And She's actually the product, and it's funny how this trickles down, because Katie invites Alicia, Alicia invites her your grandparents, and then your mom, and it just goes on and on and on, and we just grow that way, and it's just such a community, and it's just passed down, and it's awesome to see. So you are planning on going to Chat State for a couple years, getting some free school, and then you said possibly sports?
I might be a physical therapist assistant.
Physical therapy, so we're just gonna, we know you'll do well. What's so funny? We know you'll do well wherever you go. So, yeah. Next is Gerald Thompson. which you think I said his name wrong. I really didn't. His name's Gerald. It's Jared Thompson, but I got him in middle school too. And I guess Lennon was the first to call you. For some reason, he couldn't remember Jared, so he called him Gerald, and it just sort of stuck. Jared, I'm going to switch back and forth. Jared, the summer, I guess it was your eighth grade year, wasn't it, that we started that group? We had a group, and I'd go by, and I'd pick up Jared and Aaron, a few other, Caleb was even in that group, I don't know why, but I'd go by and pick these guys up, and we'd go do a Bible study, and we had a book. I spent my own money on that book. What was I doing? And got you guys books, and we were doing a Bible study. Every week we'd show up, and these guys hated Jared because he'd always do his homework. He'd always like be ready to go and be prepared, and like, well, I suck up. But he was consistent in it, and he hungered for it. He saw the purpose in it and the reason for it, and that was encouraging. It was more for me, like, that kept me going. I mean, you doing your stuff and crossing your I's and dotting your T's and things like that. But Jared is he's active in football and baseball and anything else?
Basketball this year.
Basketball this year, so he's going to try his hand at that. But he's going to go pursue his baseball career at Cleveland State and wait for the opportunities to pour in, and you're going to do well. So we're proud of you, Jared. Next, we have Double A Ron. This is my buddy right here. We came along about the same time. I guess the same time. They're both seniors, right? So we got him in sixth grade. Aaron's been a good friend. We met at a time where we both kind of needed each other, didn't we? And it was cool to see how what I saw as little meant a lot to him. And just that little bit of investment into his life meant a whole lot to him. And he'd always embarrass me, like every winter retreat, when he's like, man, I'm thankful for you, Jonathan. I'm like, yeah, awesome. Stop talking about me. But you're probably the only one up here that we have a song. Aaron and I have a song. And it's kind of embarrassing because, well, go ahead and sing it, Aaron. Actually, speaking of singing, Aaron learned to play the ukulele for a senior project this year, and he wrote a song that he performed, and he asked if he could play it today, and I told him no. But every Christmas we'd go and we'd buy Christmas presents, because you got to help middle schoolers out. They don't buy Christmas gifts. So we'd made it a thing where Tim and I would take the group out, and one Christmas we got hooked on Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas. And we've sung that faithfully season after season through. I mean, it'd be the middle of summer, we'd be driving down the road with the windows down singing Hard Candy Christmas, which is kind of sad. But Aaron also is going to go to Chat State, where he wants to become what?
Undecided.
So, which that's a great place to go if you're undecided. So... he's going to do well. Another thing I want to say about him real quick is really cool to see. You guys know he went to Israel, but what you don't know is behind the scenes, his class took a class trip to Costa Rica, and he decided he'd rather go to Israel. And I asked him about that. I said, dude, you want to go to Israel instead of Costa Rica? And he's like, dude, come on. Israel, Costa Rica. And I was like, you want to go to Israel? But he was. He was just intent on that, and it was awesome to see. And that heart that goes against the flow and just does your thing, make sure it's grounded in this, and you're going to do well. So we're proud of you. Love you. Miss Madison Spence. Hey. Madison has been an awesome addition to our praise band up there. She's graduating from Ringgold next Friday, which I thought it was this Friday because she told me that. But I can pull my phone out.
But like I told you, you just missed.
My phone doesn't lie.
I probably
messed up, I'm sure, but I was like getting prepared to go Friday night, and thankfully, Monica had lunch with Madison's mom that knows the truth. It wasn't this Friday, and said, she's like, what are you doing tonight? I said, well, I'm going to Madison's graduation. No, you're not. So we got that worked out, but Madison has been a gift ever since, first time I met you, and I guess it was the first time you came, was when we went tubing, and she rode with us. She didn't know anybody, so she got kicked out with the middle schoolers, and she had to ride with us. But we had a good time. We had a ukulele that we rocked on, and we sang all the way there. And you've been singing probably ever before, but ever since, you've definitely been singing. Last summer, they went on a mission trip to West Virginia, and she does this naturally wherever she goes. She's a leader, and she'll just start leading. Worship songs just pour out of her, and she's gifted in that. And that's exciting to see, and I'm sure that will continue. Hopefully you'll continue to come and help us out upstairs. She's planning on going to Dalton State, correct?
Lee.
Oh, Lee. Where do I come over? Dalton State.
I'm dual enrolled there.
Okay. Oh, dual enrolled. Which she's got a lot of credit already because she's worked hard and got it done, but she's going to... What do you want to become?
A nurse.
A nurse, that's right. Mm-hmm. So she's going to do great, and she's going to pour out that... I'm sure that song's going to pour through in that, and... She's going to do well, so we're proud of you and we love you. Next we have Miss Cassie. Your hat's on crooked. Is it supposed to? And it's supposed to be on the other side? Haven't you already graduated? What side is it on?
It's usually the graduated left.
Left. You're right. It's been 20 years. I forgot. But Cassie, she came to us. We were talking, I guess, a few weeks ago and said, and you've been here for like 5 years, haven't you? And she's like, no, I've been here like, yeah, 5 years. Or something like that, or close to. And it's been awesome to see her grow up. She used to be the first one here. She's still the first one here, like on Wednesday nights. But she used to be the first one here. And she'd like hop in this tree and like go straight for the top of it. Why? I don't know. Why would you do that?
8th, 9th grade. Wait, what did you say?
That's, yeah, exactly. And she's a good listener. And you used to climb the tree out here like every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
What for?
To get to the top.
To get to the top. That's good. So she's trying to achieve things. She's one of those who just likes to get to the top. And she's going to do that in life. So... No, she's been a great addition to our worship band upstairs too, and just a leader, and it's been awesome to see her grow and her just following the Lord. Several times she's reached out to Bill, she's reached out to her leaders, and I've heard them talk about it, where she's just struggling with something, and she wants to go to God's word and find what it says and try to follow that, and she's true to her convictions, and just stay that way and continue to, and I found out yesterday for sure that she's planning on sticking around and helping us out in the youth, and I'm excited about that. We're not going to lose her yet, so you are going to take a year or so to pursue music career, which, and you guys know her and know her voice, so she's going to do well, so we're just proud of you and we love you.
Yeah.
Next we have Sean Tennant. Sean. Sean just looks like a man, doesn't he? He inspires me to work out or something. Sean is a product of Cassie's outreach of inviting a friend, And Sean came to us about a year and a half ago, right? Is that about right? And he's been a great addition. I saw him up there. Gosh, I probably saw you up there for a few months before we even spoke to each other. I was just intimidated by you, I guess. Look kind of rough. But he's just a quiet type, and he's strong in his convictions. He's unwavering. I had the chance for a few months there to lead the high school boys' small discussion after Wednesday nights, and it was cool to see Sean. Every single week we get a memory verse, and most of the time I pick up like 90% of them off the floor after the kids leave. But Sean would stick his in his wallet, and I guess anytime you went to get in your wallet, it was right there in your face. Why would you do that?
Just to look back on it.
Just to look back on it and just have it in front of him. So it's been awesome to see, because he wants to put that truth in front of him and in a place that he's going to see it, and that's been awesome to see. We're having a discussion one night about being ourselves and being who we are and where we feel comfortable. And we're going around the room talking about, well, who do you, we're getting to the point of, most of the time we like to get with our friends to be real and to be ourselves. And Sean made the comment about, he felt comfortable in front of, I guess I can share this. Is it okay to share? I'm committed now that he felt comfortable. He felt most comfortable being with his dad. And it was cool to see that bond that he had with his dad, that he just felt like he could be himself with his dad and just be real there, and he felt comfortable there. And that was cool to see, and that's awesome. Man, just stay true to your faith and keep the word in front of you. Dig in there and keep pouring God's word into your life, and you're going to do great. You're planning on going?
UTC.
UTC. Yes. And you were back and forth there for a little bit, weren't you? You're the one, you're wanting to get, what would you want to do at UTC?
Business management.
Business management, that's right. So he's going to do well there, and we wish you the best. We love you, man. So. And that was all of our high school graduates, and Bill's going to come up and speak for Haley, our college graduate in the group here. You want to make them stand up here?
No, because it'll be just a second like you did. I'm not used to not doing these the youth, because it's really hard for me to look up here, because they're such a great group. We've had so many experiences, and they are such wonderful people. It's hard for me not to do that, but isn't it great to be able to see Jonathan do that and to realize that even though he's been the youth pastor for less than a year, he's had relationships with these kids, loving and investing in them for years, and some of them 6, 7 years, 8 years. And so that's wonderful. But he was not youth pastor when Haley was here. And so I'm gonna just present this Bible to Haley. And Haley came to our youth group, and at that time she came really because she was searching and she needed Christ in her life, and we saw God just do some wonderful things with Haley. And she has been through a few difficult days in her life. We've had a few late night phone calls, but God has just developed in her such a heart of compassion, and she's got such a strength inside of her. But she does, and. And she's got, she has got a really strong heart that cares about people, that wants to obey Christ, and wants to see God's love, God's reconciliation, God's redemption. You just desire that for people. And God has used her in great ways, and he's going to continue to. But I'll just say, now that you finally graduated, what are your plans for your next step?
Find a job.
Okay. So anybody out there who... No, I'm kidding. Anyway, it's been a pleasure to have you in our youth group. It's been a pleasure to have you serve with our children. It's been a pleasure to have you love our congregation, and we love you. So let me just pray for this group before I let them step down. Father, each one of these people just... They just shine with the uniqueness and the wonder and just the awesomeness of your greatness and how you created them. And they are so wonderful and so unique and so talented and so gifted. And we thank you, Lord, for giving them to us. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for creating them just exactly as you did. And Father, we just ask you to lead them and to guide them. We pray, Lord, that they will become everything that you created them to be. We pray that they will follow you and be able to experience every good thing you desire for them. And we just ask you to help them to continue to grow and to continue to develop into the Christ-like people that you desire them to be. And we thank you for them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.